646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
House, that God's going to give this house, individuals and corporately, largeness of heart. I don't know if you know what largeness of heart is. Some of us need to expand our life. But in order to do that, God's got to expand, enlarge your heart. Amen. Verse 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Right after Solomon offered those 1,000 bullocks, God appeared to him and said, hey, man, ask me whatever you want. Come on, don't talk to me. What you want? I mean, there are offerings, there are things that move God's heart. Amen. Solomon had largeness of heart. It wasn't required to offer 1,000 bullocks. See, too often the mind of a saint is to do just what's necessary just to get by. I always make a statement here. There is no scarcity on anything. Amen. Man can never exhaust the resources of the earth. But now the media will try to convince you otherwise, to get you to move a certain way, to get you to think a certain way, or to panic, or to be urgent about something that the pharmaceuticals or somebody trying to put on you. Amen. 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 To get richer and richer. But it's not. I made a statement earlier. Your prosperity, your success, your increase has everything to do with you. Not the other guy. Not even the economy. I don't know what we are scared of. You know, if you move in a small way, expect small results. I don't know why people expect so much and so little. Throw in the corner, God gonna bless you. Multiply. Increase. Double for my trouble. Now you're just gonna have more trouble, that's all. Throwing in pennies, pitching pennies. It ain't cost you nothing. Wasn't no value. Wasn't anything of a value. Some things that God will call you to do ought to scare you. Amen. I said it ought to scare you. I'm talking about when God speaks. And is instructing you. I mean, you really are wanting instruction. Some things will scare you, and God has to fashion and shape you and enlarge your heart. But see, a lot of us, loose here, you foul devil. Get behind me. And we just, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot. We can negate everything that God wanted to do, because see, God is outside your senses and beyond your natural thinking. As a matter of fact, with the Lord, you know, the word says there are no limitations. There's a realm called possibility, where all the stops are pulled. Amen. It's called the exosphere, where a whole nother set of laws start to govern your life, where you start to attract stuff towards you. Hello? But you got to start with your thinking. You got to position yourself in your mind. See, before you ever toss a coin into an offering or give anything to anybody, you got to start thinking. Because you can give a whole bunch and you don't think right, you cancel it out. It's got to start with you internally. Remember, we talked about last night, integrity. What's working on the inside has to be working on the outside. You can't be saying you have faith and ain't got no works. I'm believing God for what? What have you done to let this whole atmosphere know you believe God? Your imagination is your bridge into the unseen realm. And how you look into the unseen realm determines what shape those atoms take on. When you're looking into that unseen realm with fear and unbelief, the atoms back it up off of you. Say, okay, you get what you want. You got it covered to you. But if you look through the eyes of faith, somebody shout faith. Jesus said, he made a statement. He said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. Tell somebody right now, there are no shortages. There's abundance of everything. Amen. There's abundance of everything. Amen. As a matter of fact, our source is a heavenly supply. God will show, I say this all the time. I make a decree that God shows me where the good gold is. He'll show you what other people don't see. Amen. God told Solomon, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David, my father, be established. For thou hast made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Now, this encounter and this word spoken into Solomon's life in a dream by God came after he spent time in his presence. I wonder what awaits you if you purpose, with your busy schedule, if you purpose to sacrifice or make time just to spend with God. You know, making time, spending time with God don't mean you always praying. Sometimes the Lord says, please be quiet. Just shut up. I know. You told me that yesterday. You've been praying that for a month now. He knows. Sometimes in the presence of God, it's just conversation. Sometimes it's God that'll send you a thought. You think a thought toward him, he'll send you a thought toward you. You ain't said a word, but he's conversing with you. Come on, I'm talking about quality time with God. You ain't just trying to get as many words in as you can in the time that you have. God stopped listening a long time ago. Because you're just talking. Those are perfunctory prayers. You're just stuff you're just praying. No. God is real. Holy Spirit is a person. He's real. They listen. They hey. mind, will, emotion. I mean, they're there. You can talk. See, sometimes people don't wait, though. You don't clear your mind. You let other stuff enter in and choke everything, and now you thinking about the coffee pot that's on, or you know, the phone call you got to make, or what you forgot to do at the office, or what this, that, that, all that stuff just crowds in, and God's about to speak to you. This encounter, hear me, that Solomon had came after he spent time in God's presence. The Lord told Moses, there is a place by me. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen. In the midst of a troubled, tumultuous world full of confusion and noise, you can be spotted as one that is walking in peace. People will notice that there's something about you. The peace of God is on you in such a way and to such a degree that you are not ordinary. Amen. You're not average. Amen. You're just being who you're supposed to be, walking in what you're supposed to walk in. Amen. And God is the one that puts the extra Amen. On the ordinary. Amen. Amen. It's that God factor that puts the excellence on there. Amen. It's not a hard yoke or difficult yoke. It's an easy yoke. But our mind needs to be made up. After this encounter with God, I want you, we'll take a look at it briefly, but the excellence with which Solomon worked is a testimony of the excellence. Listen. That is a product. Amen. A product or a fruit of our interaction with God's presence. Amen. You can't come out of God's presence not smelling like a rose. Amen. There's a fragrance on you when you come out of God's presence. Amen. Hello? Amen. Sometimes a perfume fragrance. Or a cologne fragrance, but an attitude fragrance. Amen. Something about your shine, an aura, a sense, a presence. You can't come out of, you can't spend time in God's presence and come out of there not smelling like a rose. Hello? I remember the time, and see, God will work like this sometimes. I remember the time we were in the office when our office was over there, the welcome room that was the office, and there was a group of us here one night. And we were discussing something and praying over something. And after we finished talking, I don't know if it was I, myself or someone else, they said, you smell that? I said, yeah. I said, somebody in the kitchen? I said, ain't nobody here but us. It smelled like a fresh bakery. Like bread had just been baked. I don't know if any of you have been in a fresh bakery before, but I used to work in one. I know that aroma. Very, very pleasant aroma. We stood there and just, you know, we even looked out the door. It ain't out here. It was in there where we were. We were in the presence of God, and God let an aroma. I'm telling you, you cannot spend time in the presence of God and your awareness not be heightened.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.